Okay, and you are on right here.
All right. Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting in order of the Medina Township Trustees. This is a special meeting for April 22nd of 2021. The time now is 6:15 PM. Please have a roll call.
Mr. Stoka?
Here.
Mr. Johnson?
Here. Purpose of this meeting is we have one item on the agenda. It was approval of purchase orders and training requests. So let's just get that out of the way real quick. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve a training request. This conference is going to be the OAPT Finance Officers Training. It's going to be in Sandusky, Ohio from June 14th to the 18th of this year. It's for Angela Ventura. And the total cost is going to be $485 for training, and the hotel accommodations will be to be determined still.
Second. We're getting a double echo, they said, on the GoTo.
I have mine all the way down. Is there a... let me see. If
I hear somebody talking.
Yeah, you gotta mute it.
Is that better? No, see, that's on mine. Is it mine?
If you got a microphone live, if anybody has a microphone live...
Yeah, no,
the only one I have is mine, unless I need to turn that up. Do I need to turn that off?
There it is. And can I explain that? Actually,
yes.
The travel date should actually be the day before the 13th, because the conference starts really early in the morning.
Yeah, so you want it to be the 13th?
So the conference dates would be the 14th through the 18th, and I'd be traveling the 13th. I would still be coming home the 18th, because the conference ends at 4 p.m.
So okay, I'll just make the date the 13th through the 18th.
Yes. Do you want me to explain what this is?
Please.
Okay, so this is a conference that generally covers the same types of things that are at the local government conference and the OTA, but being that those were held virtually, we didn't get in time for the OTA.
Right.
And then that the local government conference, even though Nick and I both registered, they did not have me. I showed my registration. They did not get me in.
Huh.
And so they're supposed to be sending me my flash drive so that I can
get... So you can get, at least see the conference.
Yes, but I still need my CPIM credits, mm-hmm. and my CE, so this will give me my CE credits.
Okay.
So.
All right. Roll call, please.
Mr. Stoka?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
And then the reason for this special meeting was to conduct interviews for the appointment of a successor for a trustee. Thought of several different ways of handling this interview process and that. One of the ways I think I'd like to propose to Chuck to see if he's on board with it is kind of taken from when I was appointed way back when. They did the interview out here and brought everybody in a different time frame after. After you finished your interview, you're allowed to sit in the audience and listen to everybody else. So what I'm proposing is that we kind of do the same thing. We'll send everybody back to our conference area. You'll be sequestered in there. We just ask that your phones, iPhones, wristwatches, whatever you can get, be turned off so you can't stream or have anybody send you any texts as to what's going on. We'll go based on the way the applications were turned in. We're looking at about 15 minutes per person. We'll ask a few questions. It'll be the same questions to everyone. And then if Chuck and I have additional questions, we'll make sure that they're the same questions we asked everyone then too. Then after that, after your 15 minutes is up, you're more than welcome to sit in the audience, listen to everybody else that's after you. And then after all the interviews are completed, Chuck and I will go into an executive session and discuss, pros, cons, good, bad, whatever, you know, in regards to the candidates that we have, and then go from there. Whether or not we come up with a successor tonight, we can't say, something that Chuck and I have to be on the same page, and go forward from there. I know we have a deadline, basically, we have to have somebody appointed by the 30th, we have a trustee meeting on the 29th. So if for some reason we have to you know, make it, and that be the day or whatever, then that's what it is. Unless we can't come up with a candidate that we could both agree on, then which term it would go to the courts for them to decide a successor. So that's my proposal in regards to handling the interview process.
It finally got it.
I hate this thing.
So then this way it's out in the public, so it'll be on our stream, it'll be on our go-to meetings.
What are you doing over there, Chuck?
It's doing its own thing.
All right, let's try it again. So we'll do it that way, if that's all right with you, Chuck, if that's... Yes, no?
Yes, no.
So with that being said, I'll ask all the candidates except for Bonnie T. Nguyen, who was our first applicant to submit a thing. Nick will take you into the back, and then once we're done, we'll call the next person. The next person, based on the order, would be Josh Eberts, would be the second one up.
Right.
No communication.
Wallet, anything else?
Now, Lindsay, don't you be texting none of that Morse code, right?
It's good.
So that's why I was like, so
it's going. I don't know what's wrong with the computer. So.
Do you want Bonnie to move up?
Yeah, Bonnie, if you like, you can move up if you like.
Jonathan.
You don't mind if I'm not on this, right? I don't think it's... What does that say?
Slow. Network
connection. Yeah. Mike, are you allowing any questions? I did have one question for each person. Would you rather me give you my question?
Yeah, if you would. You can do it that way, and then we'll go from there. Hi, Bonnie.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing this
Good,
evening?
Thank you.
So, I guess we'll start off.
I have copies of my resume for you, if you need them, or for... Record.
No, I think Nick had all the records.
If you gave it to Nick, then we
have it's everything that you submitted before, then we have everything.
Great.
So I guess we'll just start right off the bat. Tell us a little something about yourself and what you would bring to the township as a trustee.
First of all, Bonnie Teowen, 4792 Gateway Drive, in the extreme southeast corner of the township. What I can bring to the township is my 35 plus years of employment experience. I'm a civil engineer by education, have worked my whole career in the public sector, whether it was working on the public side for public agencies or on the private side working on private jobs. To really understand what I bring to Medina Township is to really go through my resume. All 35 years I'm going to talk about, but just kind of touch on the highlights of the jobs that I had and what I've learned from each of those employments. So first of all, started my career at ODOT as a bridge engineer, worked in construction as well, was promoted to the roadway services manager. With roadway services managers, there's a lot of similarities to what happened at the township. Learned about the public purchasing process, learned about maintenance crews. We were responsible for the specialty maintenance, the lighting signals, pavement contractors, maintenance contractors, fleet management. Also, Roadway Services was responsible for accumulating all the contracts, the sole purchase contracts that you guys use. When you co-op with the ODOT bulk purchasing contract. Also, right-of-way permits are all under the roadway services managers. Then I went to the private side, still working on public jobs, but that's where really I really was able to work with a bunch of different county councils, county commissioners, subcommittees, planning commissions. I really got a feel for how government works, and it really intrigues me. And there's a lot of nuances to each of the different agencies, whether it's a city or a county. Even cities run their councils a little bit different. After that, I went back to ODOT as the district deputy director in District 12. Cuyahoga Lake and Geauga County was responsible for it. It was a huge undertaking for me, big responsibility. Pretty proud that I had that position. 300 employees with ODOT, responsible for the maintenance, construction, design of roads and bridges, state routes, U.S. routes, interstate routes. As the district deputy director, was on a lot of boards. The NOAACA board, which is the Metropolitan Planning Organization that Medina County is in. I was on the Turnpike Commission, the board for the Turnpike Commission. Worked on a lot of projects, as you can imagine, with ODOT, that there was not a consensus on what, you know, the end product should be. That's where I really learned how to get a group of people together and really come up with a consensus. Not necessarily something everybody could agree on, but what everybody thought that they could agree to moving forward. So really learning how to work and work out with consensus and work with people. Working innovatively and thinking outside the box. So during my tenure at ODOT, the Intervale Bridge in the downtown was deteriorating quickly. We had to figure out a way of how to replace that structure quickly. So my group came up with the largest and first value-based design build construction in the state of Ohio. I'm pretty proud of the group that we came up with that solution. We were able to get that bridge replaced in relatively quick fashion. First opportunity to work with unions, work with the ASME union. It's hard to say with a mask on. Understanding the nuances of working under union contracts. You know, just understanding the rules and working with them and knowing what, you know, what's all into working with union contracts. Then my public works. I was a public works director for Cuyahoga County, the first public works director for Cuyahoga County. That's when they went to the new form of government with a county executive. The public works department was the county engineer, the sanitary engineer, and the facilities director, all under the public works department. So I had that responsibility. The biggest thing with Cuyahoga County, because it was a new form of government, we were recreating government. So you had to take all these different separate elected officials and get them all under one umbrella. Had 9 different unions that I worked with, negotiated probably half of those while I was there, part of the negotiation team. And also worked with the various communities on sharing services. As a sanitary engineer, we were able to contract separately with 22 different municipalities in Cuyahoga County for shared services with their sanitary engineers. Then I came back to Osborne Engineering, where I'm at now, again, working with a lot of different municipalities and understanding how different communities work together. As you guys know, I'm currently the vice chair of the Zoning Commission now. Enjoy that. I will forever be vice chair until Alice dies. So, not that I'm wishing that on her, but I will be vice chair. So in my spare time, I am proud that I'm part of the Cleveland Site Center. It's an organization that works with the visually impaired, helps them learn to live independently. Our clients range from adults who lose their sight to infants that are born blind. You know, our services, we provide services to our clients independent of whether they can pay or not. We have a $90 million endowment that helps with that community. For the Friends of Cuyahoga County Animal Shelter, work at the food, volunteer at the food bank, play a lot of tennis, a lot of golf. So, you know, but I guess from all of that experience, what I bring to Medina Township is just that experience. Working with boards, having a different point of view. It's not just seeing things from one perspective, but seeing it from multiple perspectives, from, you know, whether it's a county commissioners or whether it's different municipalities, just how they work their government. You know, I'm not afraid to make decisions. As an engineer, I'm very analytical, fiscally conservative. You know, I usually listen and ask a lot of questions before I make decisions. And I truly think that it's all of our responsibilities to, you know, help our community and do whatever we can to you know, bring our knowledge to the place that we live.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we got about five or six questions, so we like to
move through. Okay. Sorry about that.
No problem. That's part of the experience thing here. So. I'm going to jump down to one and just say, what do you see that is right in our township?
I'm sorry, that is?
Or what do you see that is something that is right with our township? Because we're going to ask you the opposite question next.
Okay. What's right with our township? You know, it's home, really. I've lived in the Bank Township for 26 years. It's a friendly community. You know, it's rural enough, but it's close enough to everything. It's a great community.
Okay. Now, on the opposite scale, what do you see that's wrong with our township?
I think we're stagnant. I think, you know, we could be a little bit more progressive on what we do, a little bit more forward thinking.
All right. What three most important things would you like to move forward with in the township as a trustee?
Three things. I think I would like to bring professionalism back to the township. I think there's a lot of, for lack of a better term, I think there's a lot of unprofessionalism in some of the committees that exist because it's always been the same old, same old. I think we really need to step it up. I appreciate Chuck's email that he sent out at the beginning of the year about, you know, what we say and what we do in our committees. I think that's important to be professional during that. So I'd likely like to bring professionalism back to it. You know, there's my experience with the maintenance crews. I think they're a good maintenance crews. I don't know if there's any improvement there, but you know, there's always room for improvement in those areas as far as being more efficient. I think I can help that because I have a lot of experience in maintenance. I know a lot of people that you know, can assist. If I run into a technical problem, I have a resource that I can ask, you know, that can help me. Just because I've been around for so long, I know so many smart people. You know, you don't have to be smart yourself. You just have to know smart people. You know, so there's probably an area there on the maintenance side that there could be some improvement. You know, with the police, you know, there's always the issue about, do you hire more police? Are they working too much overtime? I think it takes a good analysis of that to see what's the right balance with the number of police officers that we need and how much overtime they're working versus hiring another person. Three, right?
Yes, three.
Okay.
What would you like to change in the township?
A lot of redundancies in these questions.
Yeah, well.
So, Again, I think it goes back to, I don't think we're progressive enough. I think when you look at the community, there's a lot of opportunities here. And, you know, people are always afraid of, you know, growth, whether it's retail, or whether it's a housing development. I think you really have to have a good master plan, and it needs to be updated on a regular basis and be more more consistent with being on the edge as opposed to, you know, just following along.
Yeah, that's the last one here. Why do you want to actually fill this position? What makes you want to be a trustee? You know, not your experience or anything else like this, but why do you want?
Well, because I think it's my duty. I like I said, I have 35 years of experience in the public side. I've learned a lot over the years. I just feel obligated that with my knowledge, you know, I need to help the community. Why wouldn't I share my knowledge with the community that I have? And I just feel it's my obligation.
Chuck, do you have any question you want?
Do you have an idea on the time commitment, you know, that is involved with being a trustee in the township? You know, that's one of the things I think for me, you know, obviously I'm the newest of the trustees of being here just a year and 3 months or so, but it is a part-time position. It takes some full-time hours.
Yeah.
So that's just...
Yeah, I mean, the good news is the job that I have is flexible with the hours. I go to meetings during the day, but there's a lot of flexibility. When I don't get done during the day, I can, you know, work at night on that. You know, I do understand and I do respect, you're not making a good hourly rate when you start thinking about the hours that you work, and it's not just attending the meetings, it's, you know, being prepared to attend the meeting, it's work, it's meeting with residents, it's, you know, all the other meetings.
But even just like this week for me, I've literally every night I've been in this building, so, you know, just, no, it is definitely a duty.
Yes, and I understand that and appreciate what you guys do, and that's, I look at this position as a volunteer position because you're not doing it for the money. You know, you're doing it because you want, you know, to better the community.
Right. All right. I don't have any more questions, Mike.
All right. So one of them was, do you understand budgeting and the documents that go along with that?
Yes. As I said before, worked on the public side, and I understand the need for, you know, having a budget, sticking to a budget. I understand the timeline that you have to submit your budget on an annual basis, and you review it on a quarterly basis, understanding all the line items and whatnot.
Local government, though, like by the ORC, I don't mean to interrupt, but this is just, local government is very different.
It's not very different. It's still a public process. So, it goes by the Ohio Republic.
Okay, so you do wonder.
Yeah.
Okay, just
sure.
Want to.
Sure.
I guess this is just something to make
no, I'm
for the next.
Value for
yeah.
Miami. All right. What do we have? We got like 2 minutes left.
Can you ask the other first?
It won't be the whole question, it'll be some of the question. Okay.
It's very important.
You kind of know what's going on with our police department. What is your plan for the police department if you were moved into the trustee position?
Like I said, you know, I listen a lot, ask a lot of questions. For anybody to say that they have the answers to what to do with the police department when they're sitting on this side, can't do that. And if they say they have the answer, I would question that. You have to be in that room, you have to have those conversations, you have to ask a lot of questions, and really come up with a consensus on what's the best solution for that.
Okay.
Do you believe in accountability and holding people accountable?
Angela, it's Chuck and I to ask the questions.
I understand, but I mean, you can hand it to Chuck and if he wants to read the rest of it.
So I asked the first part.
I think we need to know what we're getting ourselves into, honestly.
Honestly, I mean, I'm going to just paraphrase this question. Basically, the question is, holding department heads responsible for their actions, how would you go about doing that, and how would you, if you had a problem with the department head, how would you fix that problem? Is that good for you, Mike?
So my experience, whether it was with ODOT or at the county, working within a governmental agency, you have to be very cautious as far as how you proceed with any type of discipline. There's employment laws that you have to follow. Having discussions, documenting any, you know, there's progressive discipline, documenting any discipline, putting them on a performance improvement plan, a PIP, you put them on a PIP, give them an opportunity to improve, really documenting the areas where they're falling short, and giving them measurable goals, giving them an opportunity to improve on, you know, where their shortcomings are. If they don't improve, then you have the paperwork to back up what you know that they're not performing at the level that of your expectation.
I think that's a good answer. Thank you.
Okay.
It's simple.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Thank you.
All right, you could send Josh back down when you go back there.
No, she can stay. She can stay here.
Yeah. We kick you to the back row, though.
Okay. The back row's all full.
Thanks, Bonnie.
Call it into the principal's office.
Josh is in trouble.
Hi, Josh.
Hello, Dave.
So we have a few questions to ask. It'll be the same questions that we asked Bonnie.
Sure.
We'll go from there. You have 15 minutes. So basically, let's start right off. Tell us a little something about yourself and how you and what you would bring to the township as a trustee.
A couple things. A, I'm kind of your tech guy, so there you go. But I've had a pretty fortunate life so far to be able to kind of do lots of different things, own the business. Was able to live kind of all over in different areas, mostly rural. I've been involved in a lot of community pieces, parts, Cub Scouts. We run Cub Scouts. Just various things. I've had different leadership positions. It's something I seem to be drawn to and seem to be fairly good at. So when we moved out here, I've always looked for community things to do. We tend to involve ourselves in the community pieces. I started showing up to the meetings here, and it really kind of spoke to me that, you know, we moved to the township, and we love the township, and this is something that, you know, her and I both feel, pretty responsible to kind of come in and assist where we can for our children, and for the folks of the township. So I guess for me, it's more of a, you know, I'm not a sidelines guy. I don't really sit on the sidelines much. When it comes to sports, I don't watch it on TV. I generally like to play it. It's the same here when we started coming to meetings and kind of getting to know you all. It was fascinating in the process, but I also felt I had things to offer, like the ability to kind of be in the middle. You know, I'm never really far right, never really far left. I tend to be right there in the middle. That's where I find truth is. And in that, I like to solve problems. I like to get all the details. I like to understand the whole process so nothing's left out. You know, so if we're going to make an informed decision, or when I need to make decisions, it's a research process. It's something that you look through fully. Because I know, like you both know much better than I'm sure there's lots of things in this that the public knows a lot of information, but maybe they don't know every single detail. You know, so it's something, how do we dive into those details? What do we really need to know? And that's some of my strengths, I think, a devil in the details type of guy. But for me, it's also an opportunity for my family. We try to teach civic duty. They're all involved in things. And we want to continue that with our children to show them this is how we do civic duty. We get involved. We make a difference. We try to make changes, you know, et cetera, so that not only is it for the township, but it's also for my family to learn how to engage and how to be part of something. And you know, that's pretty much where I stand with it.
All right. The next two questions are kind of like the yin and the yang. So we're going to be asking you, what do you see that's wrong with the township? And then we're going to follow that with, what do you see that's right with the township?
Well, both of which, I'll say this. I don't have all the details, so I'll just go based on what I see. As far as cons with the township, I see this more as a reactive situation a lot of times, and this is as of late, right? So I see that you guys are all kind of forced into more of a reactive approach to things, when I think you'd like to be more in a proactive situation. So one thing that I see that I'd like to move towards is more of a proactive type of approach, right? How do we not put fires out? How do we try to stop it before, you know, while it's just smoldering? So that's probably one of my big pieces, is be a little more proactive as we're able, you know, or try to get that way. I'm not sure the possibility of that. As far as township goes, you know, I think a couple of things, and it's nothing to do with things that are going wrong, but you look at avenues like this, we're just now starting to do the online functions and gather people in. So that's something I'd like to see more of a presence for folks that are more technologically advanced, you know, so more of the information that we got. We have a Facebook and things like that, but how do we really reach out? You know, how do we make information known, both on the things that we want to have happen as a township or things that we feel we need to inform the public on to decide whichever way? So for me, it'd be just kind of more of an online presence, more of a technologically advanced part of the process to engage more people. I see the age ranges in here, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I'd like to see, you know, this start to touch younger folks. You know, like my kids come, some of your, you know, the older kids come, and just start to kind of get invested in this, and just have some interest. And I think there's ways and means we can do that or provide that. As far as the township goes, other couple pieces, you know, that I'd like to see is, I'm not all that familiar with fire operations. I'd like to get to know more about that. But I do know a bit about police operations based on career. And I'd like to see for our officers and chief is more of a, from us, a township support. I'm sure that we have a great deal of township support. But I'd like to put something together like a debriefing seminars, you know, when there's issues, problems, or concerns. Have a debriefing, you know, when we have first responders that have run into an issue, you know, a child accident, things like that. Provide an avenue that we can all come together, provide a non-biased team, and just work the officers through that. So it's, you know, they offer it in other places. It's something that I've done before and would be glad to do here. But something to kind of provide that, it lessens the hierarchical structure of it. Puts them all on the same playing field when we're dealing with emotion, when we're dealing with issues, problems, concerns. So that kind of there's more of a togetherness. So that's one thing that I'd like to see more of. You know, as far as the positives go, I'll say that for us, this township has been so welcome since day one. You know, the second day we're in our new house, you know, I have Walter, it was his name, popped up from down the road, just pulled right into the driveway. Hey, how you doing? We talked for 20 minutes, you know. Everyone's been so kind and helpful. You know, one thing that we as a family, we like to be very helpful. We like to produce help to others. And you know, it's not just us anymore. Places where we've lived before, we were the weird family that would show up and cut your lawn. You know, but out here, that's the norm. And that's something we want to see continue. That's something, you know, we feel very comfortable raising our kids with. One thing we always joke about, which is funny, we'll go wherever, and someone will ask, you know, hey, where are you from? And we'll tell them, oh, yeah, you're that house on the corner that
or you're, you know, back here, you're saying, yeah, Christmas lights people. We love them, right? That's what we want to see continue to go. And I know that, you know, urban sprawl's happening, you know, and I get that, but I do think we have an opportunity to continue, as you all done, with that more country atmosphere of things, you know, with that more subdued lifestyle as best we can, you know. You know, we say it all the time, our home in our township is, I mean, it's sanctuary for us. You know, we enjoy being here, we enjoy being out. You know, this is home for us. You know, we really feel a connection, and we'd like to continue to breed that for all that we can. So those are some of the positives we see. Response, you know, I see a lot of township response to things. You look at the, you know, on the normal nights, we don't see a lot of people here, which is fine. But then on the big nights or things, they're going to have a lot of investment. I'm sure your phones blow up like crazy and emails. That's exciting to me. You know, that's something that we have people that are invested in their future. They're invested in this place. And that tells me that, you know, as a united body, you know, we can affect good change in those ways.
All right. What three?
Do you want the bad?
No, you did the bad already.
Kind of
oh,
did,
you did?
Yeah.
Oh, started with the negative, ended on the positive.
Yeah. What three most important things would you like to move forward with in the township as a trustee?
So for me, maybe I'll answer this in a roundabout way and then try to get specific. I need to learn more. Right, I've been trying to gain some more information, but I need to learn more about how operations go. And so, you know, moving forward with the township and things that we'd like to see is something. And I've never put my finger on, you know, the police and the different department heads and what's going on. But one big thing I'd like to see moving forward is how do we move past the situation? There's always two sides, three sides, four sides to a story. How do we get those known? How do we come together and just bygones be bygones? What do we need to change? What do we need to give on? What do we need to impart? What do we need to do to see our officers, see our chief, and see the trustee body, you know, as a community and not any back and forth, you know? There's always going to be issues, for sure. But how do we gain the trust? You know, and I think that's one thing that I see is there's a lack of trust somewhere. Who knows why or where? I don't know those informations. But how do we gain a better trust between each other? How do we gain a better trust from the township with some of this stuff? You know, these are hard jobs, you know, and it's been hard to watch up here get kind of tainted a little bit by the process of just trying to move forward with business and kind of stuck, you know. So my purpose would be, or my view would be, how do we do this? You know, what's the right way to do this? You know, let's look at business, not necessarily personality, and where are we at here? What's really going on? And I'm sure if we boil down to these things, there's several key factors that we can work through pretty easily. It's just getting to those points sometimes is difficult. So that's, for me, that's kind of one of my strengths. I've done that all over the place. Is how do we take this, shrink it down to what's really going on, and then just move forward, you know, with some simple changes everybody could be on board with, and gain that trust between the department heads with each other, gain that trust between the department heads and the united body of the board here, and then also, really, most importantly, gain that trust with the township again, so that we are showing that not only us, but our department heads are good stewards of their money, of their livelihood, you know, of their land where they live. So that's one of the pieces that I'd like to see. Another one is just that, you know, learning. I'm a big fan of learning, so for me it would be, I don't know if this is allowed, but I'd certainly reach out to do some ride-alongs with both police and fire. See how it goes for them on their different shifts, what's going on. I'd like to kind of sit in and audit the department heads, you know, what are some issues you have, what are some concerns, or just sit back and watch and try to learn. But I think that's one thing that I'd offer, is trying to really understand as best I could as a resident what they're all dealing with and going through. So, I mean, I could go on and on about this.
Yeah. So just so I can
we said three important things. One, you want to learn more, move past situations, develop trust, learn more about the police and the fire department as an audit, and then be good stewards of our money. So that's kind of like what I have there. So this was considered a redundant question by my last candidate, but it just says, and you can interpret this how you want. If you could make a change, what would you like to change in the township?
Okay.
And it's vague, but...
I get it. I mean, it's a personal interpretation.
It could be township government, the township itself.
I think it starts with the government. Anything we need to do out here, it starts with us here. So one thing I'd like to just see stability. I'm not pointing any fingers. I don't know enough about situations, nor am I going to try. To things that took place historically, etc. But my thing is just unity. If I'm involved in this somehow, there's a unity amongst each other. Not that you two aren't united, but just something that gives us, that presence, that the township needs. And that there, people are calling for, it seems. So to me, it starts with us. How do we really come together and provide what the township wants and needs, and how do we do that in a very proactive way? And it starts with us. If we as the trustee body get our pieces, parts in each other kind of where we need to be, the rest falls. It's a trickle-down effect. Then we have department heads that are impacted by that positively. Then from the department heads, it moves down to their management structure. So my thoughts are, the more confidence we get at the top in what we're doing, the more confidence spreads out throughout.
And just keep it moving here quickly. It says, why do you want to actually fill this position as trustee?
Okay. When we first moved here, I started coming to the trustee meetings, and right away I just felt like I had a responsibility to be involved. I felt that I had pieces and parts in my history and what I do currently that could really benefit the township. So basically, and the other reasons for me are, I have set down one of my civic duties. I was a den leader for years with the Cub Scouts. Our oldest has moved on from that, so I set that crown down. So now I have time to devote. That was another thing in our decisional balance was, do I have the time? Will I have the time to devote? Well, now that one of those large pieces of our lives has kind of come to an end, it's time for my next chapter. I worked with the community of children and, have done that for years. Now I kind of feel it's time to step up a little bit and move into the more managing of the folk and township at large. So I guess for me, I just feel led to it. I feel a natural fit, if that makes sense.
All right. You have about 3 minutes.
I just go through the ones that we have. So budgeting, local government budgeting and stuff, do you understand budgeting and your responsibilities for that?
Yeah. So as far as budgeting it, from what I've heard, we're responsible to get the reports, we're responsible to get some information, as well as Angela's part, and just come together and kind of weed through some of this. Does it make sense? Does it not? And then at a quick snap, what do we need to do to affect this budget? The other piece is then playing on the contingencies. What may come about, what might not come about, it's things like that we'd have to plan for. So as far as the budgeting goes, I understand it's got different pots and different pieces. A lot of that stuff I'd have to learn once in. But budgeting, I'm pretty comfortable with.
All right. You want me to just keep asking?
Yeah, go ahead, because you had you worded that last one.
What is your plan for the police department if you were to come in? That is one of our things here, because that's,
Yeah. So first thing is that I like to meet the chief and sit down, however that works. I just like to meet the chief, hear where he's coming from with things and how he thinks his job's going, his enjoyment factors, the things that he feels are issues, problems, concerns. And then I also want to feel how he's understanding this process in the township. Does he feel slighted because of some things that have been going on? Does he feel he has a voice? All of those things, I kind of want to learn from the chief first, kind of get his take, and then I'd like to then move on to his underlings to see kind of where they're at in confidence. and just try to understand everybody's role and how they're all doing, feeling, acting, etc. At the same time, taking a look at job performance. We have these concerns. How does the job performance look into these match up? You know, do we need to, what do we need to do over here to affect this? What do we need to do here to affect this? And then basically just really trying to have an understanding and then an action plan. You know, and that may sound gaudy or whatever, but for me, if we're going to start a process, it's all right, let's work towards a plan of action here. Let's set some time frames, let's set some dates. What do you need from us? What can we do to assist, et cetera, and just kind of set together some kind of actionable items so that we can come up with a better situation for all parties.
All right, and then
we got 1 minute, last one.
Yeah, this one's just basically, you know, we're stewards of the township and everything, but we depend on our department heads to do the jobs for the township. How would you deal with a department head that you don't feel is doing the job that they need to be doing?
First thing is a conversation, you know, and just kind of touching on these issues, and it's a frank conversation. It's not a finger pointing. It's a here's where I'm at, where are you? You know, to see if there's things on our end, if we have a part in the process. We may have a part we don't know about. You know, so the first thing is to determine the part. The second thing is to look at the situation fully, you know, look at all angles of it. Third thing is get my personality out of the way. You know, it's business, it's not personality. As long as I can be as neutral as possible, it helps others be neutral. And the last thing is then, you know, I'm a firm believer in the fact that I don't discipline anybody, they discipline themselves. You know, at the end of the day, my job as a steward is to walk out the township's rules, roles, policies, procedures. You know, if you find yourself in a place where undeniably you violated those, it's just simply my position and my job to work that through. But the other thing I want to be sensitive to is, like, I'm part-time. You guys do this every day, so that's one thing I'd clear the air right away. Look, I get I'm not in the trenches with you. I understand that fully. You know, so let's work out how you and I can get together on this.
All right. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Joe.
You can have a seat back in one of the other chairs.
Now I got to
clear. Now you got to get out of the seat.
I would rather step back here than you. Oh, that's hard. I'm not going to answer that.
Yeah.
That's politics 101 right there.
I reached 10,000.
So they gave me
600.
Right
in the front?
Yeah.
Yep.
Either one's fine.
Okay.
So
stupid. Oh, I'm going to roll you out of here. Hey, I'll leave. You got a dolly at home? I have three. I'll leave.
Oh, I'll take three at least. That's fine. Yeah. They gave me every
broken Emily, so I'll just leave. Thank you. Okay, I love you so much.
You're so welcome.
Give me 1 minute. Apparently, our YouTube stream stopped.
Oh, sorry.
John, I'm going to reset it for another one. I'll be glad when everything gets back to normal.
And I can give them back to you at home.
It's a bunny fish.
Are you sure?
Oh, you're doing.
Well, they gave me. He wrote, he had my thing in the, you know, the one kind of medicine makes me throw up. So they put in my doctor order that I have the other time.
Stopped.
He gave me one that made me throw up. So for 2 days, I had no pain medicine. That's true. I was a trooper.
Sleep the whole day.
It was, well, it's hard to sleep when you're constantly. I couldn't get out of bed myself because I can't even sit up because of the stitches.
Why did YouTube quit so quickly?
I have no idea.
Our Wi-Fi has been really slow.
It was probably like the worst 2 days of my life, but so I'm feeling like kind of superwoman right now.
Absolutely. I will have a cocoon with you all day.
Right there. Do the kids have school now?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope he does.
I hope not.
I think so. If not, we got to make some real fast decisions.
Well, not you. Get dropped off somewhere.
I'll talk to you after
that. I did.
Oh.
So Alice couldn't make it tonight. Alice couldn't make it.
I don't know.
There's another one.
Is it on or do I have to go back on?
No, you're good. No, it wasn't the go-to. It was the YouTube.
Oh,
and I don't know why it stopped, but it should allow you to keep going without not even touching anything there. So, Mr. Olsman, thank you for coming in, putting an application in.
Thank you for taking the time to interview.
So we have about 15 minutes we're going to take. We have about 9 questions we'll go through, and we'll go from there. So the first one is, tell us something about yourself and what you would bring to the township as a trustee.
Well, I've been out in this town and township for a long time. My grandparents bought the property over there that's now my business, or my family business, back in 1955. I built my house up there in 1982, and I've been a resident of the township ever since. I started getting interested in the township back in the 80s, and I started attending meetings, and I was appointed to the Board of Appeals, which is the first official position that I had, and after that, I became a trustee, I think it was 93, and I finished up on the Board of Appeals as chairman. I spent almost 16 years as a trustee. Out of those, I was a chairman for 10, and I was also police commissioner for 12 out of those years. And that's one of the reasons that I've been going to some of these meetings, and I see that they're, you know, I've seen that police department run well, and I think I might be able to help with that.
Okay. This is kind of like a two-part, one and two. What do you see wrong with the township, and what do you see right with the township?
Can I start out with the good stuff first?
Whatever you want to do it.
What I see right with the town, first of all, I think our zoning is spot on. I think it's been, I think the township's been developing according to the comprehensive plan. The last comprehensive plan we did, I was the chairman, we reviewed it. We didn't make a lot of changes, but we had a lot of public input, and the people seem to like it the way it is. What's wrong with the township? As I said, that obviously there seems to be a problem back in the police department. I'm not really sure. I don't have a lot of inside information. When I've been here during the discussion, so I think that's somewhat of a problem. Other than that, like I said, I think the township is. I raised my kids here. It's a great place to live.
All right.
Oh, I did. Go ahead. What 3 most important things would you want to move forward with in the township as a trustee?
3?
3 things that you'd like to move forward with.
Well, first, I think that the police department is understaffed. And I think minimum we ought to put one more full-time guy on and maybe 2 part-time guys. Let's see. What else? It's pretty hard to come up with more than that. And I've been looking at this a long time. I know our roads, I think, need to be looked at a little closer also. I mean, we used to really have good roads. Of course, now I realize that the cost of asphalt's gone to the moon, so we were not able to do it as much. But I was involved. We had all tar and chip roads, and I was involved in changing them all over to hot asphalt. But hot asphalt at that time was nowhere near what it is now. So there's something that, you know, could be looked at. Other than that, and then there's some of these areas, especially now that the traffic has changed, I think some of these intersections need 4-way stop signs. I think that could be, especially with where I am at Remsen and Hamlin, that's only a 2-way, and with all these, there's been a lot of stop sign blowing at my intersection also. I think it's people that just don't, they're not familiar with the area, and sometimes they just don't see it, I think, or something. They're, you know, on their way to work, and something else on their mind.
Okay.
The next question would be, what would you like to actually change in the township? If you were like to change something, what would you like to change?
I'd like to see the board all get along. I mean, let me just put it that way. I know there's been some contentious discussions, and I think that it'd be nice if everybody could, you know, work together and try to solve some of these problems. So I'd probably change that. I'd like to try to get along with everybody.
Okay. And then the next one we have here is, why do you want to actually fill this position as trustee?
Well, like I said, I've got a lot of experience. I believe I can hit the ground running. I'm familiar with the zoning, with, you know, all the day-to-day operations of the township. So I think that that could be an asset to the township and the community.
And then, again, the next question is understanding local government and budgeting.
Mm-hmm.
What would you have an idea on how to do budgeting and understand the budgeting that we have to deal with?
Yes, I'm familiar with that. And I also realize that the cost of operations are getting more and more, and the income isn't what it used to be either. So, I mean, it definitely has to be, that has to be looked at very closely to make sure that we, we keep our budget going, like, you know, going in a good, you know, black position.
All right. And then the next question we have here is very specific to what would be your plan for the actual police department?
Well, my plan for the police department, first of all, I think we need to go in there and decide, you know, who's supposed to do the payroll. I mean, that's been a contentious thing now for, I don't know, maybe probably a couple of years, I think, you know, now I remember back. I think we should really look at, you know, how much overtime we're spending now with the 8-hour shifts, and really go down, really study it, because, you know, when I was in, we were doing 10-hour shifts, and I don't remember that much overtime, and I hear that there's been quite a bit of overtime. So I'd like to look at that, and then I think we need to hire some more personnel.
Okay.
I also think we need to get back. I realize COVID, I think need to get back to the community policing we used to do several years ago. I know when Dave Arbogast was chief, there was a lot of community policing going on. And I think for the, you know, especially nowadays, people need to see the police officers and realize they're human beings just like everybody else.
Okay, and then again, as trustees, you know, we're hired, you know, to oversee our department heads. So how would you deal with a department head, you know, if you saw that they had issues with them?
Well, you need to sit them down and find out why these issues are happening. You know, I department heads now, we've got Danny and we've got Claudius. And then, I mean, technically, I suppose, you know, Elaine would be a department head, but she really doesn't have anybody working under her. But, yeah, it's, you know, can you repeat that question again?
Yes, so we have to deal with the department heads.
Right.
We depend on our department heads to run the townships. So
mm-hmm.
If we were going to be having issues with a certain department head or all of them or whatever, how would you address?
Well, you need to, first of all, you don't confront people publicly. You have to bring them into an executive session and either run it as discipline or whatever else you can, you know, come up with for a legal executive session. But I think a department head that, you know, was having a problem would need to be sat down with and figure out what's going on. And then possibly, you know, like, I realize Denny doesn't have a contract, and the police chief does. So, I mean, you have to look at the contract and make sure that he's living up to the contract also.
All right. I don't have any other questions.
That was basically all 9 of our questions.
How long did that take? How many more?
Not too long. 35 seconds.
No. All right. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
Thank you.
I feel so bad. I would have brought Aiden if I knew he was coming.
Well, I think since we're having a little bit of a change with the Cub Scouts right now, so he might start coming. on Thursdays, and I'm just going to do Cub Scouts with him and his friend on a different day.
I'll give you my number and just to make sure.
Yeah, I'll be like, he's going.
All right, Mr. Eastwood, thank you for coming and putting the application in. We have roughly 7 or 8 questions.
Okay.
I just kind of go, I think it's nine, something like that.
Depends on how you want to review.
We'll basically just go right down the questions and maybe answer. So the first one up is, tell us something about yourself and what you would bring to the township as a trustee.
Well, having lived a few years, I've been in all over the township since 1972 when I moved here as a young fella. So I have a lot of history with the township, and I care about the township, as do all these gentlemen in the candidacy. I definitely appreciate everybody's interest in that. The thing that I would bring to the board or bring to the township is, for the most part, having been in business, a lot of my experience is working with people, is finding a way to make people work as a team, or help them, not make them, but help them work as a team. A few years ago, I had an opportunity to plug in the Medina City Schools when there was a bit of a conflict, and that was in 2013, I think, and in that situation, there was a huge breach in trust between the staff and the administration, between the community and the whole ball of works. So there was a change that took place, and I got an opportunity to do like I'm doing here. Basically, I applied for an open spot, was selected, got a chance to work with a really good group of people in that board, definitely diverse, you know, all over the table that way. But everybody wanted to find a way to achieve the goal of getting the trust back in the staff, getting the trust back in the community. And it, back at that time, there were Facebook pages that were demonizing the whole solution, you know, everything about it. And after a period of time, we were able to do that. We worked together to do that. I see a lot of things, and it's not just recent, it's been going for a while, where I think that maybe some of that ability to help people find ways to work through a process and not be, adversarial with one another in the administration and through the ranks of the employees. That's something I'd like to think I could bring to the table and help to make a little more normalcy and a little bit better perception of how the whole thing functions. I'd like a chance to do that if I can.
All right. Our next two questions are, what do you see that is wrong with the township, and what do you see that is right with the township?
Okay. Well, start with the right part first.
Sure. Whatever way you want to do it.
I live here. I love it. I think that we have a lot to offer from a perspective that with the park, you know, there's a lot of opportunity. The township and the county parks have worked together and continue to open up spaces. And I think it's important to try to find a way to get our families, and especially our young people, but our seniors as well, have places to go to breathe and get out and about. I think that could be improved by maybe opening up some new opportunities, whether it be a work fair or service fair up at the park. But we have a really special thing in that township, I believe. It's a nice place to live. It's a safe place to live. That's generally been the rule of thumb for a long time. And so from, you know, those are some of the best things I like about it. I think if there was a worse thing, to me, it's the high stress, I'll use the word drama, that seems to exist. And I just think it wears on our people. And the reason I think that's because I have people who talk to me. That's why I'm here today, tonight, who have expressed a desire to try to see that part of things improve. So the worst thing about it, I think, is the excess drama that seems to take place, and I think that can be improved upon with the people we have. I don't think we have bad people. I just think that we have to find a way to, you know, work together, communicate with one another, and maybe not, I don't want to use the word attack, but, you know, be a little slower to that kind of conversation in order so we can find a solution, not just a problem.
All right. What three most important things would you like to move forward with in the township as a trustee?
Well, I think the three most important things that I see the township providing their community is safety. And to me, that breaks down in your police department. It breaks down to your fire department and your infrastructure, your roads and you know, that part of things, the drainage. Those three things are, two of those three things are on subjects quite a bit. I think our infrastructure is in really good hands, and I think that's one of the high points that people talk about, is how well Medina Township is cared for and taken care of. And when they get to find out, they realize that we do so much of that ourselves. We're not just hitting an easy button and trying to hire everything out. We got some really good people there. I think we do well with the police and the fire as well, but I'd like to kind of dig into that a little bit. At the last meeting, the police were, you know, there's conversation about, can we possibly put somebody on? I'd like to advance that and get more information so I got a big picture view of what that, where we're at, where we could go with the resources we have. And the fire is something that I think it's just a natural thing. You want to know where you're at and where we can go, and if it's good, keep it going. If we can make it better, let's consider the options.
I guess this one's always my question, but might sound a little bit redundant, but what would you like to change with the township? And you can interpret this however you want. It could be the government, it could be the township itself. What would be a thing that you would like to change?
Change in the fact that I'd like to look into, I've heard a lot of people complain about our, and this isn't an attack, it's just a comment. People are concerned about some of the struggles they've had in the zoning. And so I think we do a good job with it. I think the people involved in that do a good job. I'd like to look into that a little bit. Are there places, have things changed? Is there a reason for change or not? You know, and I'm not a person that just has a knee-jerk reaction because somebody has a problem, you change something, but you look into it and you see if that's there. It sounds kind of stupid maybe, but I got a uniform at work, and I generally am a uniform. I don't think that's a bad thing. If I was involved, I'd probably have the conversation of, is it maybe appropriate for us to have a Medina Township shirt or something that we all wear, to, again, bring us together when we're kind of united in our presentations. Nothing fancy, just a nice polo, you know, or something, but we'd all be the same, you know. And I just, little things, but that, is that close?
I like that idea, because
we do a whole video recording
while we're
type of thing.
Okay, you're on.
All right. So after some technical difficulty, we should be back in regards to where we were with Mr. Eastwood and his questions. So he finished what he would like, three things he'd like to see move forward with the township. So now we'll start the next question again. What would you like to change in the township? Or no, that was it. That, never mind. That was what, yeah.
I could read the question and the answer right, that you asked.
Yep, that's fine.
All right, so the last question on the front of the page was, why do you want to fill this position? You answered, looking at the trustee as a thing for that you were looking for after retirement. And of course, with the trustee position coming open sooner than you thought, you felt that it was your calling to apply for the job. And then the next thing was, it's the next step in your next step to affect the area that you live in. Okay. So I think I got that.
You got that quote. That's good.
All right. Better than what I saw. And then we were going on to the next ones, which was basically we were talking about budgeting.
Right.
If you understood budgeting. And your answers were, you oversaw a large budget with the school district when you were on the school board. You also run your own business and obviously have to budget for that. And then the third part of that question that you answered was, you have to budget. You don't spend money that you don't have. So those were my notes from your questions on that. Then our next question was your plans for the police department. Your answers for that were to talk and get a consensus. You asked them about figuring that they can't open up. It wasn't as negative as you thought it was or that you were expecting. You questioned about levy. Also the big picture of the cost of running the police department and your ideas for seeing a new officer would help with some of the issues.
Correct.
And that's when we kind of realized that we weren't doing the recording or were on GoTo at that time.
Very good.
So that's where we were with the plan for the police department. Did you have any other parts to that question before we move on to the last question?
Just getting educated in the contracts and the understandings and agreements so that I can have some kind of a knowledgeable way to evaluate and participate in conversation for that. So since I don't know what the police contract is or the chief's contract is or, you know, how that functions internally, I'd like to find what that is so that I can participate in a conversation knowledgeably, not major.
All right. And then our last question that we have here is, as hired, you know, as we're elected officials, obviously this will be an appointed position, but we depend on our department heads to run the township for us. We are a part-time right. position. So how would you deal with a department head if you were having issues with them doing their job?
If I was having issues, I would, again, go to the point of finding out what did we give them, how is their employment agreement structured, okay? And if we're having a struggle with that, let's first find a way and see if we can help one another succeed. And evaluate what that means, you know, and give somebody some marks to work toward, some kind of credible milestones, if you will, and timelines. And if we're talking and we're knowledgeable about what the agreement is and we have timelines to get things resolved and, you know, and we agree on that resolve, I mean, ultimately, that I think the township trustees have to make the call, you know, but I think that we try to help our leadership team succeed. And then ultimately, if that doesn't work, and if it fails, and then, you know, there may be needs to take something to a separation. I mean, you don't want to prolong something, but that would not be a early step, in my opinion, as far as eliminating people. I think you want to help people succeed, and I think it'll help our people if we find out how to make that happen. Sometimes that might mean talking to other departments and other townships, per se. Because, again, I don't think we need to reinvent a wheel. Don't think we're the only people that have had these problems. I think we can talk to people who sometimes are smarter than us, a lot of times in my case, and utilize that and grow from that. And that's how I would address a problem of that nature.
All right. Thank you.
That completes all our questions.
You were in the hot seat for a while there, though.
That sounds like
fierce. Yeah, I love it.
Nicely done. Jonathan's agenda.
Your agenda. It's all good. Good job.
Thanks, Doug, for doing it twice.
Oh, my pleasure. As they would say in Chick-fil-A, right? My pleasure.
That's right.
Thank you.
They were just testing me as if I was taking real notes.
And he was, not just scribbled.
Those are mighty fine notes.
I haven't written handwriting this much.
You're going to have writer's cramp when you go home. You're
like, yeah. All right, next up is Aaron Wirtz. We said with 15 minutes, give or take, hopefully, barring any more technical difficulties. We have roughly about 9 questions we'll go through, and questions and answers. So first one is, tell us something about yourself and what you would bring to the township as a trustee.
I'm a man of integrity. Just bring honesty and those values to work every day, then it would be working for our township, not for myself. I've seen and been at meetings and see how this can sometimes be a thankless job, but I'd be thankful for it because I get to help other people. Because we got a lot of people that come with complaints or something's wrong. And if it's within our power to fix it, I think that I'd bring the integrity to do the right thing and maybe the patience to listen and try to understand what we can do as trustees to solve that problem.
All right. Next one is kind of like one question followed by another question, kind of. First one is, what do you see wrong with the township? And then the second one is, what do you see right with the township? You can answer either whichever one you want to answer first.
Wrong, I think people are putting personal business, personal problems in front of doing what they're supposed to do, and that's their job. I'm not calling anyone out because I think we all have issues to work through. But we need to put aside those issues to be able to do what's best for the township with the tax money that we do have to run the services for the town. What we're doing right, we haven't messed up enough. I think we do have a community that people want to move to, that people are proud of. And so I think what we have been doing has been working. But I think we also need to look forward to, you know, what the future is versus reacting. I think we got a solid foundation to start with. But I think that if we don't solve those differences, we don't look to the future, we you know, just can't stand in what's been going on over the last several years.
All right. Next question that we have is, what are the 3 most important things that you would want to move forward with in the township as a trustee?
Making sure we're good stewards of our money with our fire, and making sure our fire contract is up to snuff. We get the services that we need and what our township wants, or our citizens want. Fixing our police department where we have it appropriately manned and operated, and then just looking forward towards finding ways to give back to our community, whether that's working through the Economic Development Director's Board in Medina County and trying to find ways that we can find federal, state, or county funds that could benefit our township to make it a place where people
you know, for future generations can enjoy. Our parks are great, but what else can we do? We need to look forward with how we can, you know, maximize those opportunities to the betterment of our folks in town.
All right. And I always seem to have this question, but it says, what would you like to change in the township? And this can be the township itself, it can be the township government, just in the Medina Township. If you could change something, what would it be?
Change, there's a lot of things to change. I'll tell you what I don't want to change. I love the fact that we do have this community that's more rural. That's what makes us different from the city. And if we had to change something, I'd like to see if we can find opportunities to keep it that way, or find ways to embrace the rural aspects or the outdoor aspects we have within our township. To be able to, you know, make that something that's makes us different than the city. The city has landmarks. Does the township have landmarks? We have rivers, we have lakes, we have a lot of resources. If we could make those landmarks as well, that'd be something that I'd be proud to have in my town.
All right. And then the last one we have on the front of the page here is, why do you want to fill this position as a trustee?
Very good question. I know this is a thankless job, a lot of hours. I'm doing it because I want to do the right thing. I want to make sure that I can make a change that for positive and for the benefit of our community. Not that I'm the best person in the world, or maybe even the best person for this job, but every time I've tackled any job, any obstacle, whether it was in the Air Force or with my business, I go all in. I try to learn as much as I can. I listen. And leave it better than, you know, when my time's up, leave it better than when I found it. That's really why I want to, just leaving it better than when I found it.
All right, next question is, do you understand the budgeting and documents that go along with local government?
Fairly familiar. I mean, I've attended enough of these meetings, but also, running budgets. I was in the Air Force for 15 and a half years, and as far as budgets, when I retired, my last job was director of staff for a logistics organization of 1,800 people. I ran a staff of 35 individuals. We managed the budget for this logistics organization, prioritized maintenance on $80 million worth of buildings over 12 geographically separated locations. And then the operations and maintenance, and then, you know, staffing for that as well. So I have some experience with managing a budget. I run a business. I run a budget every single day. Cost of goods sold for what I produce, managing my staff, managing their hours. I think that goes a long way as well to bringing in different ideas from my government jobs that I've had, but to also think outside the box and be creative with ways that fit within the administrative code or revised code for running the township.
All right. And then we have two more questions. The next one is pretty specific in the fact that what would be your plan for the police department?
I can't say I know the problem exactly. I'd like to be able to sit down and talk with police chief or with each member of the township police department, talk with other, you know, trustees, and try to get to the bottom of what's working, what's not working. But from just in being at meetings, it seems like coverage, hours, doing things more efficiently. I know everyone wants to have more hours, but if that's not the solution, then we shouldn't go forward with that. So I can't say definitively what's the correct answer for fixing it. Leadership is important too. We have to have people that can be held accountable. As a leader in the Air Force, I think that's the most important thing. It starts from the top. And if that's not in tip-top shape,
then we need to look for someone else. So, but it's top down, but I can't answer that question because I don't have enough information.
All right, and then the next one is, as trustees, we're elected, or in this case, we can be appointed, but we depend on our department heads to run the township. You know, we're running our own businesses, we're doing our own work and everything like that. So if, say you had a problem with the department head, how would you address that and how would you fix that?
Just open and honest and candid. Running my business, I have to put the trust in other people to do their job. And when they fail to do that, if there's reasonable expectations for that, it's first setting those reasonable expectations for what the job is. It's outlined in the administrative code or it's outlined in township guidelines. Then we can go back and talk about how they missed those expectations. And if it's something that is negligent or it's continuing, we document it. Document it, be able to talk to that person, just bring them in for a meeting. If it's a conversation, we could document the conversation, but just because we're, you know, held accountable for being good stewards for the township, whether it's with equipment, with the money we spend, with our time, we all are accountable to the township. So I would engage them directly, and then if there needed to be documentation, document it, and then we'd deal with it. If there's any administrative actions or anything, I would follow the guidance that's established by the township board of the state of Ohio.
All right. I think those are all the questions. All right. Thank you.
Second, but it came back on.
Yeah, because one of the people said that we're not able to hear you in case you weren't aware, which I wasn't aware.
Is it weird that I can only see like the three of us? Shouldn't I be able to see everybody?
No, because they have their cameras turned off.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike.
No, you glitched out for a second. I looked at the Wi-Fi and yours.
I will. Okay. You guys were going back. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go around that. 47, they had mentioned. They were not able to hear us.
I got a text right at that time saying that. That's why I was like, hold on. But then
it came back on.
Yeah, well, I was looking at the Wi-Fi on your phone, and it bottomed out and then jumped right back up. So
whatever happened. Technology. Mm-hmm. All right, so last person to interview is Mr. Bruce Christopher. Thank you for putting your application in. We have roughly 9 questions to go through. Just kind of start right off and go from there. First question is, tell us something about yourself and what you would bring to the township as a trustee.
Well, what I bring to the township as a trustee is what I put in my letter and application. My background, both work and education, gives me experience. And you say, how does production control? Well, taught me the importance of being organized. And a township certainly has to be organized, because if you don't have organization, you have chaos. And you say, well, how do sales teach you anything to be used as a township trustee? It taught me really to listen to what people need, not just want, but what people need, and to be able to work with customers, i.e. the township people. When I was in sales management, you had to bring together a team. You were no longer a single person. It was a single focus because of the sales, but you had to bring together a team and work together. When I got to executive management in sales, now you had to bring together a much bigger team, much broader team. And you had to convey, you had to get everybody pulling in the same direction to achieve the goals. And then when I ran a business unit, and started a business unit, ran a business unit for a major steel company, Yeah, I was able to incorporate my project management experience in there. And again, instead of being a single discipline, it was a multidisciplinary team that you had to pull together. Anything from systems, production, engineering, finance, everybody. And you had to get them all pulling in the same direction. And I view a township trustee has to do exactly that. They have to be able to convey a message, they have to be organized, and they have to pull everybody together and pull in the same direction.
All right. Sorry, my fingers are not working as fast as they were at the first.
Next two questions are kind of A and B, B and C, or whatever. What do you see wrong with the township, and what do you see right with the township? You can answer in either order you want.
Well, right with the township, it's got a tremendous amount of potential. The people in the township are wonderful. They moved here for a reason. They want, everybody that I've talked to, wants a nice, small, but close-knit community. And wrong with the township, there were issues. I took issue, and a lot of people took issues, what was going to take place or with the fire department last year. We want good protection in the township, but we also want to have a good value. We want to have a good price. And we want to just protect the township, like Sheets Gas Station wanted to go in. Nothing against Sheets Gas Station. My problem with that whole thing was that if you rezoned that piece of property, you were going to open up the township to just, it was going to be a mess, because anybody that wanted something rezoned, they were going to have a legal standing to go back to that Sheets Gas Station and say, rezone my property. So we want to keep it. We want to follow the direction that's been set for us. We want to make some good intelligence decisions. I think the township has tremendous, tremendous potential.
All right. Our next question is, what three most important things would you want to move forward with in the township as a trustee?
What three things that I want to move forward with?
Yes.
Well, one of, you've got three departments, as I view it. I mean, you've got the fire, you've got the police, you've got the roads. You want to make sure that they're all working properly, that they're all working in conjunction with each other, doing the best thing where there's any type of interplay that's needed. You want everybody to be stepping up and doing their job to the fullest extent. And, you know, I just think that you just have to be working together and pulling these things together as a community.
Did you like asking?
Yeah, this is my question, even though I didn't ask this question, but it's basically, what would you like to change in the township? This can be the government, this can be the township itself. You have a magic wand. What would you like to change in the township?
Well, change, I'd actually have to probably be able to sit down with the financial officer and look at things. We're going to need things down the road, I think. We're going to need, whether it's this building, I mean, it's whatever, I don't know how old it is, but it's obviously too small. We've outgrown it. We're going to have to plan for the future. And again, that goes back to the planning I talked about earlier. We have to be planning for the future, and we can't have knee-jerk reactions. We have to say, we're going to need this in 3 years, or next year, or 5 years, or 10 years, and start planning for these things. And, you know, this is one example. I've been out to Montville, looked at that. Do we need a setup something like Montville? I'm not saying we do, but I'm saying we have to be open to these things. We have to be looking. We have to do more forward thinking, really, is what, as I view it, in trying to make the township just a better run place.
All right. Good answer. The last one on the front of the page here is, why do you want to fill this position?
Why do I want to fill the position? Good question. I never wanted to fill this position until the fire issue came up. And when the fire issue came up, I decided last year that I would start thinking about it. People had bugged me for 4 years about running, and I told them no for 4 years. But last November, I said that I would consider it. And with this opening coming up, I said, now I'll do more than consider it. I would try to fill the position.
Next question is, do you understand the budgeting and documentation that goes along with local government?
Well, I'm not familiar with the exact, you know, I haven't seen the documents and all that, but having run a business unit, having and sales management, I had budgets all the time. As a salesperson, I had budgets all the time. You had to stay within those budgets. You had to be working with time constraints, and so I'm familiar with budgets.
Okay.
All right. Next one's a little bit more of a specific question. And basically this one is, what would be your plan for the police department?
For the police department?
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, I think I'd sit down and I'd want to better understand what has happened for, I don't know, 2 years or however many years it is now, why this timesheet thing is such a big problem. So I'd certainly want to be sitting down with the fiscal officer of Ventura so it could be explained to me in detail. I'd want to be sitting down with the chief. I'd want to find out what the problem is that they can't get it in on time, because I've said to you in a number of times, I was disgusted last year, I think it was on December 22nd, but it makes no difference, when you people had to come in on December 24th, when you should have been at home with your families, to sign a payroll because somebody in the police department couldn't get it right. Past that, I want the police department, I want to make sure they're up to snuff, I'll say, for our protection. That's what they're really here for. The other is a small thing, but we want the police department, or any department, to really be a unit that we can be proud of, that's working at a top level. And I would hope that we can get the police department or any department here doing the same thing.
All right, and then our final question is, you know, as elected officials, and on your side of being appointed one at this time, we are a part-time position, so we depend on our department heads to run each of the facets of this township. If you had a problem or an issue with a department head, how would you identify that and fix that problem?
If I had a what?
A problem.
If I had a problem. Well, if I think the problem would surface or potentially surface if obviously something's not being done. And if something's not being done, then you have to be sitting down and hopefully you would maybe see it beforehand or have some indication of it beforehand. You have to sit down and discuss it with the department head. Why is this happening? And if there's some reason, if there's lack of equipment or something like that, well, then you have to come to the town meeting, you have to come to the town folk and say, hey, you know, we need something. But if somebody is just not doing their job for lack of interest, you know, they're not capable, something like that, then that takes a different measure and you have to address that. I'd have to see, you know, contracts and things like that to really better answer the question.
That's the last right. Question, Bruce.
That's okay. It. Thank you. Before Chuck and I go into executive session, I just want to thank everyone who put a application, resume, in letter of interest in regards to being a trustee or looking to be appointed as a trustee. So I do appreciate it. I am kind of shocked in a way that we did get as many candidates as we did, and I believe they're all good candidates that we've received. So with that being said, I'd like to make a motion to go into executive session
to discuss the appointment of a public official with Chuck Johnson and myself.
Second.
Roll call.
Stopa.
Aye.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
This time we are in executive session at 8:12 p.m.
Can we just leave the go-to on, or
I would probably just leave it on.
I'm going to just take the camera off right now.
Do you think you guys are going to make a decision tonight?
I can't say yes or no. We'll have to see what our discussion goes.
Okay, I'm resumed.
All right, we are back from executive session where the two trustees were discussing appointment of a political official. No decisions were made at that time.
What time?
We are back at, 8:41 p.m. Just to let everyone know where we stand, we have not made an official decision yet in regards to appointing a new trustee. Chuck and I both have a few things we'd like to reach out to a couple of the candidates separately, just to kind of get some more information from them. And then we feel by the 29th, basically our last meeting this month, that we will be able to appoint someone to fill the remaining term that Mark Redis voided or vacated. So that's where we stand right now. So I thank everyone who applied again to be considered. Like I said, we did get some strong candidates to decide on and that. And like I said, we'll go from there. Like I said, a couple people, you know, we'd like to reach out to and kind of ask some more questions, you know, personally, back and forth, just, you know, one-on-one type thing. And then, like I said, by the 29th, we should be able to come up with an agreement on appointing a person.
You do know that by the 29th, if you don't, it will have
to. Well, I know that. It'll go to the court, right. Yep. So, all right. One more thing. I just want to bring up, Nick, can you advertise or can you send, we have an emergency meeting tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. at Town Hall. It's for imminent litigation. That's the only thing that's going to be on the agenda. Chuck and I have to come in. We'll be in tomorrow at 6:30 just to do a couple housekeeping things for this.
But that will be the
that's the only thing on the, that's the only thing on the agenda.
So you'll have to make a motion to have that meeting.
Okay. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to have an emergency trustee meeting tomorrow, which would be the 23rd of April, 2021 at 6:30 p.m. at Town Hall for imminent litigation.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stopa.
Aye.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
All right. And that's it. Like I said, I appreciate everyone coming out tonight. This time I'd like to make a motion to adjourn the Medina Township Special Trustee meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stopa.
Aye.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
We are adjourned at 8:43 p.m.
Right. Good to see you.